パラパラパトゥーリダン。
ナナライフ。
ポン。
パディリディリディリダン。ナナライフ。
ブブビドゥブ。
It's your life, your life. Please, don't be something like that. Let me go and stand out. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Teen Podcast Network official podcast. This is episode 4, and today I have Alex from Tech on the Fly, I think it is.
Yes.
And, basically, it's a podcast I reviewed in the last episode. It's an okay podcast.
Thanks.
I was on it today, and Alex is online on Skype, so I decided to get him for episode 4. Basically, I'm going to review... the Teen Gamer Podcast and Geek Talk Live. The first one I'm going to go over is Geek Talk Live. And then Alex is going to give us his view on the Teen Podcast Network and where it's going. Okay, Geek Talk Live, I gave a 9 out of 10. Just for the reasons of it's a great podcast, but the person who makes it is he's very ego of the podcast. The podcast he has a lot of faith in. That's a good thing until you go over that faith. And I think he's lightening up as time goes on, though. So I only docked it from one point. Usually, you know, that gets really annoying when people are really, when they have really high egos about it. But I give it a 9 out of 10 because he's fixing it up. He's not, like, just letting it be there and letting it, be a crappy podcast. It's a good podcast. It's just, he loves self-promotion. And that's about it. But the website, if I was reviewing the website, I think I'd give it a 2 out of 10. Because it's a good theme. I'm just saying, it's a good theme. But the chiclets and the pictures and everything on there is just very, very, very a mess. It's very crowded. It's very much a mess. The chiclets are just obscene. The Amazon product of the day should not be there. There's just so much stuff that should not be there. If Robbie is listening, who makes the podcast, please, IM me or email me, and I'll tell you everything you need to get rid of, everything you need to keep, and everything you need to clean up, because I cannot say it on this podcast, because it would be way, way too much. So, now that I've gotten that out, I'm going to move on to the Teen Gamer Podcast, which, I've always been a gamer. I was into games before I was into tech, and I gave it an 8 out of 10, partly because it's lack of editing. It's just, it doesn't sound like a podcast due to the lack of editing, and I don't even know if it's at 64 kilobits per second, and it's just got a very much lack of editing, a very annoying lack of editing, and it needs to be edited, soon as possible. Like, the next episode needs to be edited more. It's good, though. It's an extremely good podcast. And, moving on to the site. I have a new thing with sites. If you have that little feed burner thing that tells you how many, listeners you have, that's just as bad as a counter. As well, they have a counter and a, podcast, subscriber counts, and those are very much turnoffs to new listeners of the podcast. So, biggest recommendation, get rid of the counter and get rid of the feed burner listeners, and get rid of the made on Mac resolution 1024x768 and the Windows operated, because those are not necessary, and you can get rid of the site thing. And if it's a meta, you can get rid of the meta, because you're just going to put the XML up in the chiclet, so you can get rid of the whole entire meta section and the whole tire sight section. Besides that, it's pretty clean. Just do all that stuff and it should be all right. Now, the last time I did a podcast with someone else, I didn't really let them give themselves a view of the podcast network, and but I'm going to do differently for Alex. So, Alex, you can start to give your view on the Team Podcasters Network and where you think it's going, and I'll leave comments as you say.
Okay. Well, when I first discovered it, I was on Google or something or whatever, and I found it out. And it's a good place if you're looking to start a podcast. It really helps you out. It gives you all the tools you need to get one started. But always, some shows are going to be more successful than others, so I can't really see the entire network going anywhere big. Because there's always going to be those better shows, and there's always going to be the shows that aren't up to the caliber
of
those
shows.
I think
that shows like, I'll give a few, the DJ Jade and Quincy show, Generation Y, let's see, just some of those really good ones, like, I just joined Generation Y, and I honestly do think that it's like a twit for teens, and
yeah.
It's a very good podcast, and it actually does, I think it's the most listened to podcast on the network, and it's a great podcast. I recommend anyone to check it out. I'm now going to be a regular on it. I'm not going to review it, though. But anyway, I'm just saying, for those like those, I have a feeling that they're going to get big, you know, overnight, but eventually they will get big. And with that, the network will get big. And as time goes on, I personally think that the Team Podcast Network will go somewhere really good. So you can continue.
Well, if the podcast network's going to go big, you'd have to have a different structure of how the network works. You'd have to have a certain set of standards, and you'd have to have different sections or something like that for different types of podcasts. If someone's just starting out, you'd have to categorize them differently than other ones. Like iTunes right now, they promote the top 10 right on the homepage. So something like that would have to be formatted differently if the network has to go anywhere big.
Well, yeah, well, the network, as it gets bigger, we're actually trying to, it's not just me, it's the whole network. I know you're new to the network, but we're here trying to get this thing to have a seriously, you know, a big thing of dedicated teens. If we can do that, that'd be great. And I've actually sent some of the podcasts that I've been searching online, you know, things saying, you know, here's the Team Podcast Network. Contact, you know, commonercast@gmail.com if you want to join on in. I don't know if I've gotten any yet, but I'm trying and I'm saying, you know, if you're a teen, please, please come and join. And yeah, you can't blame us for not having like categorization and stuff like that. We're just beginning. We're just starting out. We're a blogger, a blog. So, you know, it's not like we're going to become big. It's like I said, we're not going to become big overnight. We're going to become big over time. And once we get, you know, just a little bit bigger, we'll be able to, start categorizing, start having a more advanced site. And that's about all my opinions.
Yeah, well, as I said, it's a good place for people starting out. It provides a community, people that will help you out. And just, it really promotes the good development of just a new podcast.
Well, yeah. And that's, I think that's the best thing for a podcast. And ever since I started my podcast on July 1st, the first podcast I ever made, I going on to the podcast and away from the Team Podcast Network, I've actually improved my speech a little. I mean, if you heard me in the first podcast and you compared it to, like, this one, you'd see shock and amazement, and it'd be weird. Yeah, you'd be like, was that really you? You know, and it is a shock.
Yep, it's a great way to start out.
Yeah. So, with that,
yep.
I guess that wraps up the fourth episode of the official Team Podcasters Network podcast. I'm going to leave some contact us and try to get this thing just a minute long. AIM, the space, domo space, Lear, MSN, squeak171 at hotmail.com, Yahoo, Lear9107, Skype, the Lear, Gizmo, Lear. If you want to be on the podcast and you're a podcaster and you haven't even joined the Team Podcasting Network, you just want to be a part of this podcast, and you know, as like a welcoming to the new Team Podcast Network, just email me xxltrxx@gmail.com or Skype me at the Lear. And I think I've said enough. This is a 10-minute song recording time. I'm Leland Rogers. He's Alex from Tech on the Fly. See you later. Bye.